Thank you, Father, for your word this morning. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you for redemption through his precious blood, even the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. Thank you for this privilege of ministering your word to these, your children. And Lord, be there a man or a woman here, a young person, lost, unsaved, undone, on their way to a devil's hell, without thee, without hope. Lord, may this word of God entering into their heart bring them to awareness of their need of salvation, and then to know those simple steps to salvation. Lord, we'd like to have had a chance of giving them to your children this morning again, but time has run out on me. But I pray that your Spirit will draw them to the altar of prayer and to know so Bible salvation. And we know, Lord, they'll be glad that they came into this place when they meet you and the burden of sin is gone. And of all of their sins, there remains not a one. You can wash them whiter than snow and clean them up on the inside. Just like you did us, you'll do them. You're not a respecter of persons. And Lord, by your Spirit, draw them to yourself. You have been lifted up, and you said, I will draw all men unto me. May this day, Lord, be a red letter day in their life, and they come out of the kingdom of darkness and the kingdom of God's dear Son. For we ask it in Jesus' name. And all said, amen. God bless.
Father, should there be a man or woman here in this service this morning that is lost and undone without thee, without hope in this world, does not have the witness of your Spirit that they pass from death unto life. They have membership in a church book. They have trusted in their water baptism or in confirmation. They have trusted in accepted into the membership of a church. They've also trusted, Lord, in the good deeds. But Lord, we pray this morning that thou would help them to go past all of those things. We know that they are all secondary to the witness of the Spirit, to the indwelling presence of thy Son, the Lord Jesus. And may it be so ere this service come to a close, that somebody will find their way down to an altar of prayer and receive pardon and forgiveness and cleansing, and the burden of sin be lifted and the conscience be, Lord, totally freed from screaming and crying out against the wicked ways and manners of their life's conduct. May there be joy in the camp today, and cause us all, Lord, who are saved, not only to have a spiritual checkup to see where we're at concerning the witness of the Spirit, but how to get that witness revived and restored and refreshed to our spirit. So guide us and direct us in the concluding message next week, should you tarry. But we ask it all in the precious name of the Son of God. Amen. God bless you. Father, I thank you for every precious man and woman and young person and boy and girl that is in this assembly this morning. And Lord, as we give them the message of assurance of salvation, there are those who have wanted it all of their life and did not have it. There are those, Lord, who are unsaved who are here this morning. You put it in their hearts to come, and we thank you for it. And Lord, we pray that they will know that simple step of repentance in their heart, of godly sorrow for sin, to turn their back on it. You will put faith in their heart to believe in Jesus to save them. And then, Lord, they will be calling on him and then receiving him as their Savior, and then confess him openly with their mouth. We know all of this, Lord, is repenting to you and believing in you and calling on you and receiving you and confessing you. You're the center of all of our salvation experience, and no other person but you. You came to seek and to save that which is lost, and we thank you for what you did for everyone who is here today was saved. But Lord, for those who are unsaved, I pray even now, Lord, that your Holy Spirit would tug at their heart and draw them to yourself. They've been cheated. They've been robbed of the greatest treasure and the greatest possession in all of this world, and that is Christ in them, the hope of glory. And Lord, we know you can't come in when our heart is dirty, but you will wash it clean in your blood. So help them put faith in the blood this morning and get saved from their sins. Walk out of here a new creature in Christ, transformed by the power of God, that the things that we once hated, we now love. We hated the people of God. We had no regard for them, thought they were feeble-minded and weak and silly. And Lord, we treated them like they had the 7-year itch and like they had a plague on them. We were allergic to them before we were saved. But Lord, we know when we get saved, we love you. We love your people.
And Lord, give them such a transforming experience that they'll know it. And Lord, will live it and show forth the new life, the God life. Manifest thyself, we pray thee, to every soul in divine hearing. And let it not be that one would leave out of this place lost and undone and on the broad road that leads to eternal damnation. For we pray it in Jesus' name. And all said, amen. God bless you. Father, we thank you for your word. Your word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our pathway. You said, by it is thy servant warned. And in the keeping of thy word, there is great reward. Lord, we thank you today that you're a holy God. And you want us to be what you are and to be like you. You said, be ye holy, for I am holy. And Lord, we want to be partakers of your divine nature. We know that we really are when we love righteousness. When we love what you love and hate what you hate, then we really know that we are partakers of your nature. We see it manifested. As we move into this subject, Lord, those who have been wavering and wondering and doubting and have been perplexed, Lord, you've helped us to get into the areas where the problems occur. And when they don't know what they're getting into and dabbling with sin, Lord, they don't know how to get out. But you've helped us to help your children to get restored. Oh, Lord, we pray for a great restoration this morning. In the powerful name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we ask it. Amen. Father, thank you this morning for giving us the privilege of sharing this message with thy people, bringing back again the plumb line into the house of God. You said you're going to lay righteousness to the plummet and to see how we measure up. And if we chafe at any message on holiness, we know there must be something wrong in our spirit. And this is the way that we can discover it. If our heart does not welcome the word, there must be uncleanness in. If the heart is clean, then it will welcome it. Want to know how we can live even more pure and more clean and more holy before you. Pray that the word will find lodging place in many, many good hearts, on good ground, and bring forth fruit unto life eternal. Lord, if there's somebody here this morning that's not saved, never been born again, never been in the family of God, never been cleaned up, longs to be clean, desires to be free from contaminations that have brought such shame and disgrace and pollutions in body, soul, mind, and spirit. We ask you, Lord, this morning that ere this service comes to the close, that they will find their way to an old-fashioned altar prayer and pray through to know so Bible salvation. For we ask it in Jesus' precious holy name. And all said, amen. God bless you. Father, it's been a privilege to share your word with your children today. Thank you that we can have no so salvation. And we know it because we see we have the evidences, the earmarks of it, the stamp of it, that we keep your word, that we love one another, and that we love you most of all. And then, Lord God of heaven, the witness by the Spirit of God, bearing witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And that we follow righteousness and do righteousness. This, another one of those glorious evidences that we are changed and are new creatures in Christ. Thank you what you wrought. And now, Lord, complete and perfect that work that you began, that we may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing when you come. For we ask it in Jesus' precious holy name. Amen. God bless you all. Have a wonderful day.
My God, we pray this morning that you'll help us to get us such an experience in grace until we are really changed and transformed and made new, and where we have cooled off and gotten lean in our heart or drifted away from you and slipped back into the carnal realm. Oh God, we pray for an overhaul job. We need a revival. And Lord, the kind that brings you into first place in our heart and the central place of our life, so that you are the one that it thrills our heart more to talk about than anything else or anybody else. So let it be done. Lord, if there's a lost man, a lost woman here, that you put it in their heart to come to this house of God, who is unprepared to meet you, is headed on that broad road to destruction. We beseech thee, Lord, by thy Holy Spirit, that enough seed of the Word of God been planted in their heart, that they will want to and choose to and desire this morning to give their heart to you and get saved from their sins and become a new creature in Jesus Christ. But we ask it in his name. Amen. God bless you. Father, I thank you for this privilege of committing into your hands every precious soul that is in divine presence. Thank you for all who have come. Thank you, Lord, for your word that we had the privilege of feeding their souls and planting incorruptible seed into their hearts. And Lord, may it be received as it is in truth, the word of God, and may it bear fruit some 30-fold, some 60, and some 100-fold. Should there be a man or a woman, boy or girl here today that is unsaved, still outside of the family of God, exiled from thee because their sins have separated them from you. Let it be so this morning, Lord, that the message of your word is planted into their heart, a desire that they will want to be a Christian, a follower of yours, a disciple, a learner of yours, a member of the household of faith, not only having heaven on earth to go to heaven in, but having the promise of the life that is to come, to be forever with you. For we ask it in Jesus' precious holy name. Amen.